tell me about, you know, where, you know, when you were born. Tell me about your, you know, childhood.
Well, I was born in Gary, Indiana, in 1937, September the 5th. And we moved from there to a little town out of Gary, Hobart, Indiana, and that's where I was raised. And I graduated from Hobart High School. No outstanding anything, you know. Back then, we were not pushed for college or anything back in those days. And of course, my parents, neither of them finished high school. So they didn't push me. And when I got out of high school, I was only 17 years old. So I couldn't get a job yet, you know, in a big factory, you know. So when I turned 18 on September the 5th, I hired into United States Steel Corporation in Gary, and as an apprentice machinist. And my date was September the 8th, my starting date, 1955.
So just a few days after you turned 18?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. As soon as I did, I went and got a job, you know. And I worked when they hired me as an apprentice machinist, and I was placed in a locomotive shop, which was part of U.S. Steel's locomotives. It wasn't a big, you know, rail line like something controlled by the ICC or anything. We were in a steel plant, but we had like 50-some locomotives and steam engines and what have you, and I did a lot of machine work, you know, learned. And guys, the old timers taught me these different things, and I had a lot of exposure to these. Started with steam engines and then diesel engines, and worked in a locomotive shop until I moved up. They eliminated the machine shop in there after I had completed my apprenticeship, so I went back in as a mechanics helper and came back up to a locomotive repairman. And in 1969, then I was asked by our division superintendent to take on a apprentice training program for mobile equipment mechanics, which included locomotives. And at that time, also when I turned 18, I joined the National Guard. So I learned a lot from them about training, became a sergeant. I did a lot of classes. So I used that same method to develop a school. And between my superintendent and I, we built a school, classrooms, laboratories, garage.
What was the name of the school?
It was U.S. Steel's Mobile Equipment Mechanics Apprentice Training School. We had two classrooms, about 135 students or apprentices from different shops within the plant. You know, the plant was like, I think there was 15,000 employees in that plant. And we had a bunch of apprentices. I had 135 apprentices that I taught in that school, and we made labs, and of course my boss and I, we toured all over. We went to Caterpillar, we went to Terex with General Motors to see how they trained, and then with the way we trained in the military with Army subject schedules and everything, I tied all that together and developed a training program to teach these guys everything they would need to know, you know, to get them how to use service manuals and so on. And so we taught, you know, we taught diesel engines, we taught all kinds of engines, we taught transmission systems, electricity, hydraulics, pneumatics, and I went to the different manufacturer schools they sent me to, you know, like Bendix Westinghouse for air controls and air brakes. And I went to Troy, Michigan to hydraulic school up there in what's the name of that high school? Anyway, they're a big hydraulic company. And we put it all together, and it was very successful. And while I was running, I kept getting promotions, you know, and I was up to a general foreman then, and I had, you know, divisional responsibilities under the superintendent. But and the training was part of my responsibility to make sure it continued to go, and I had supervisor of training under me and various instructors. The instructors were guys that graduated from that course.